to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's a radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Welcome in, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, host of the show weekly. I'm Joe Galewski. Welcome in today to reach Dr. Mike on the phone. It's 877-711-5211. Email udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Here's Dr. Mike to tell us about some of the stories, interesting medical stories of the week we'll be covering on today's show. Hi, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe. One of my favorites is on healthcare reform, which isn't even one of the ones on the list of the top 10 stories. But healthcare reform and the budget battle over it, you know, the interesting thing, we firmly believe at the Cleveland Clinic that healthcare reform will happen without Obamacare or with it, with or without it. So people should not use this as an excuse to hurt the economy of the United States. It will happen faster with Obamacare, but we're going through a major change in healthcare financing with or without Obamacare.
How will it become better with Obamacare?
Well, what will happen is the change in reimbursement, that is us getting paid less for the same patients, will force us to do what is absolutely force the whole system to do what is appropriate. And I think I commented last week that if you have back pain, you're as likely to get healthy for the first 6 weeks when you're treated by a Labrador or when you're treated by a spine surgeon. That is, the natural history of the disease is with back pain is you will get better over a six-week period. We can reduce for patients 60% of the radiation exposure. We can lower the cost by having you, in fact, go to a primary, if you will, physical therapist as your first visit. Him put on your iPhone or your Android a set of exercises after he or she teaches them to you, and then put on a bell that rings every, or a notice that rings every 4 hours to tell you to do those exercises and show you how to do them and go through them with you on a video on your smartphone. So that would be a way you're getting an improvement in care at a lower cost. We in the Cleveland Clinic would essentially eliminate about half of our spine surgeons and a lot of the spine and initial visits to physicians, and about 60%, as I said, of the radiation to patients would be eliminated. That's a great thing, but it is painful because it takes a while to get the system right. And in that process, obviously we need less surgeons, we need less of some other things and more of some other things, that change in job description and in who's employed and who's not is painful for the system, obviously. But over the long run, that is in a five-year period, would be better for patients. With Obamacare, that will occur in probably 5 years. With the system letting itself evolve as it is, it would take 15 years. And whether it's five very painful years or 15 fairly painful years, that's what it will happen. The transparency and reimbursement rates will occur either way.
Do you know of any myths, any half-truths, any falsehoods that people think will happen under Obamacare that just frankly aren't true? One is that premiums will go up for most people.
Right. What I think one of the things that will happen, though, is that the prediction when Obamacare was going through the system was that 2-6% of privately insured patients, that is insured by corporations, would lose that insurance and be sent to the exchange. It looks like a bigger number now, and that will mean that people pay more out of pocket for the system rather than have it paid for by their corporation. So there are some things that are worrisome in the system, and it clearly needs corrections. That is, there are a whole bunch of things in the system, in the law, that need to be improved on. That's true of every law. And the problem is that the Democrats and Republicans can't get together enough to even pose one correction to the... You know, if you write your name 2,000 times, Joe, you'll probably start misspelling Galuski.
Yeah.
And that's true with a law. And so a 2,000-page law, you've got a ton of things that need corrections. And that's the shame. I mean, the real Republican-Democratic standoff, that's the shame of it, is that we aren't going to get the corrections that are absolutely needed to make this work better.
Well, it's already been changed by the president 14 or 15 times. Just a couple of other things that you would probably know. I'm sure you know. A number one shortage of doctors and longer wait times for treatment.
We don't expect that to occur. But the, if you will, as the system changes, there will be differences. As I gave you in the back pain example, at the Cleveland Clinic, when you call in for back pain for an appointment, you'll probably get to a physical therapist that day and get a change in a taught exercises, and you'll get taught stuff, but you won't get to see a physician right away because that isn't appropriate. Well, so there are changes that will occur that mean that the wait time is different or who you see is different, but it won't be because the medicine won't be as good or that you won't get as good suggestions for care. It will be because the system has changed enough to make it more efficient and more appropriate for each individual.
Now, October 1st is the first day people can start to become enrolled in these health exchanges, right? That's the first day that kicks in.
That's for the, if you will, the individual exchange, okay, rather than, yep, corporate exchanges, right? The corporate exchanges wait till 2017, I think.
What was your observation, Bridget?
Oh, I was going to ask, what about surgery wait times? Will that be changed at all?
You know, you have, if you look at it immediately, that won't happen. But if you look, assuming that there is a budget deal, obviously, but if you look at it 3 to 5 years out, we don't know what will happen, because one of the things that needs to be corrected in the law is the non-payment for training of, for example, surgeons or interns and residents. If that stays in the law, as it did in the Canadian law for 3 years in 1991 to 1994, the number of qualified interns and residents changes, which means the number of surgeons, you know, 6 or 8 years later changes, which did require the Canadians to correct their law. But the good news is Canada did correct their law, or Ottawa did correct their law. And so we're going to continue to need that, and we hope that the two parties are not so far apart as they won't make obvious corrections that are needed.
We have a lot of interesting news stories this week, medical news stories of the week. Let's just talk about briefly, before we go to our first break, our guest at 35 past the hour. She's a holistic nutritionist and a culinary consultant and focuses health through lifestyle and dietary choices. Her book is called Revolutionize Your Health with Foods That Heal. What do you like about her approach to this topic?
Bridget?
I think that it's an interesting approach. I think that she definitely mentions a few good points on encouraging an overall healthy diet and healthy foods. So that's good.
I think there are a lot of things in the approach she says, which is basically using food as medicine, that are very valuable. And we'll get into those with her, Joe. The book, of course, is called...
Kitchen Revolutionize Cures. Your Health with Foods That Heal. Peggy Katsalopoulos. Katsapolis is her
Kitchen
name.
Cures is easier.
Kitchen Cures. Yeah, Kitchen Cures. So she's joining us at 35 past the hour. Hey, don't forget, we are on iHeart Radio Talk now, a great way to experience this show and all the shows on Radio MD. Just click Talk on the main menu if you're on the web, and then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, iHeartRadio Talk. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schiffer.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
We thank you for listening. The show weekly brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. UDocs at gmail.com on the email, YOUDOCS at gmail.com, as we run through some of the top medical stories of the week, as we do every week. Here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, let's talk about some good news, some promising news, and teenagers are getting more exercise and eating their vegetables. That's a good story.
It is. They've gone from eating vegetables 1 to 2 times per week to 4 to 5 times per week, fruit about the same, Gone from about 2 days a week of an hour of exercise, getting an hour or more of exercise, to about 4 days a week. Their body mass index, you know, that's the weight divided by height. If you look at the norms, we're at the 63rd percentile, which means compared to the standards in 1970 and 1980, we're 13% tile. That's about one standard deviation. Now, none of that's very clear, so what it really means is that instead of 33% of teenagers being overweight or obese, it's about 32.5%. So it has, but it's stabilized at that. So it was going up dramatically. So from 1980 to 2005, we more than tripled the amount of obese and overweight teenagers. We've now stabilized that number. So those are all very good pieces of news. Bridget, this is your area of expertise.
I do think that it's good news. The one thing that on the downside that they found is that children that are younger continue to have to be more active and to have better eating habits. And then you see that kind of negative habits kick in as they reach later childhood into early teenage years. So that's really an age group that should be targeted. And also they found from this report that there were racial divides, that the Black and Hispanic adolescents were much further behind the white children, even after accounting for any influence of the socioeconomic factors. So that's also a particular focus group that should be targeted to eliminate any disparities.
Now, for the kids that are eating better and exercising more, what's changing these kids' minds?
Well, that's the hard thing with these kind of reports. They can't find any causation. It just shows an association that they know that it looks like the kids are being more physically active. I personally think that when kids are answering these surveys, that now that there's been such an increased attention to them needing to be more active, that it's going to skew their responses to the surveys on how many fruits and vegetables they're eating and the physical activity, because a lot of times with these kinds of things, people tell you what you want to hear, what they think that you want to hear. You know what I'm saying?
So the numbers aren't, they may not be right?
It's not that they're not right, but it just isn't, it's not necessarily, the report can't find a causation.
So it's kind of a flawed report to a certain extent so far, anyway.
But it's the best that you can do.
Well, yeah, okay. It's an incomplete report because it's impossible to get at the data is what really it is.
And things can only get better, too, when these school lunches get better, I would think, right?
That's exactly right, Joe. And as as Mrs. Obama and everyone else, the American Heart Association, the Clinton Society, the Carter Foundation, et cetera, as everyone has raised the, if you will, awareness of the problem and how great the problem is to the health of the children, I think we're gradually going to get penetration. Now, the big thing is, will McDonald's start promoting and the other food companies start promoting healthy food to teenagers instead of just the promotion of the junk food that many of the companies now do?
Well, that's the question. How do you market healthier food to kids? I mean,
well, it's got to be made so that the food tastes great, and it can be.
Well, it does taste good.
And then what you've got to do is market that, you know, the same way. You have, the baseball stars, the football stars, LeBron James, et cetera, all going after great food rather than, you know, and we use the star power and everything else we can to emphasize that the idols have to eat great food. You know, instead of Britney Spears advertising sugared Pepsi, she could be
Beyonce.
They could be the spokespeople for, in fact, Dasani water or whatever the equivalent.
Well, see,
is.
That's the thing about but the athletes do eat healthy, because I remember when Tiger Woods first became professional, he loved cheeseburgers, and now Tiger Woods is an exercise voracious exercise fanatic and eats healthy stuff, and pretty much they all eat healthy stuff. So I think you can't perform at that level if you're eating junk.
Yeah,
right?
I totally agree.
That's especially true in golf, right?
Well, in any sport. I mean, you know.
But have you changed your eating habits because of Tiger Woods' eating?
Well, it's got to be. See, the thing about it is, for me, when have healthy foods ever been advertised in a televised sporting event? Or you go to the movies and they've got these commercials before you see the movie for about 15 minutes. When has healthy food ever been promoted that way?
Right. Never.
No, that's exactly the point.
Yeah.
And that this article brings out is when we get to that point, we're going to be much better off as a society. So you're absolutely right, Joe.
Right, getting to that point. See, in my business, I'm in communications, and you know, advertising is a key element of my business, and it's got to be promoted. But it's got to be promoted, you know, on Madison Street through advertising to get it, because that's what people watch. I mean, people watch sporting events. They go to the movies and they see the. They see the commercials before the movies, and that's where it's got to really be promoted. And so far, it hasn't done that.
Yeah, in fact, on your show, the person who sponsors, and I'm blanking on the name, so you'll have to fill it in.
Nature Time.
Nature Time. The woman who owns Nature Time and sponsors the tip of the weeks that we do, or the mm-hmm. tip of the days that mm-hmm. we do, has been a proponent of, in fact, just this promoting and advertising healthy food, and so we should take our hats off to Nature Time. And I know this show is heard around the country, but and Nature Time, I think, is only in and around Syracuse.
Right, it's a central New York, but obviously there are health food stores all over the country.
I think that other companies are going to be following along behind, especially another news of the week story was about how the First Lady was urging food manufacturers to market healthy foods to kids. And in the speech that she had on, I think, at the beginning of the week, she said publicly that she applauded Walt Disney because they banned junk food from their media channels, websites, and theme parks.
That's good.
At the beginning of last summer.
That's good.
Yeah.
In fact, we should actually comment on Disney also took out cigarettes from all of their movies. So whatever the movie, mm-hmm. the Disney movies and whatever, they've got another two or three labels of Disney movies. They actually took out all the...
good for them.
The movies that weren't, or the scenes of, if you will, smoking in those.
But I do believe the classic movie Casablanca wouldn't be the same without Humphrey Bogart smoking a cigarette. Although, all due respect to health and everything, I think that's just...
I've never seen it.
I'm trying to be funny in this segment.
Yeah, you know, when I asked, I gave a talk at Finley University this week.
Uh-huh.
And at least 300 of the people in the audience were college kids, and I asked them how many of them knew of Annie Hall. and not one of them knew of Annie Hall.
I don't know who that is.
The movie Annie Hall. But they all had heard of Elvis. So some of our idols live on.
Yeah,
thing I asked about was Ringo Starr.
Oh, they didn't know.
And they didn't know. Oh. There were three kids out of maybe the 300 who had heard of Ringo Starr.
Wait, was he from the Beatles?
Dr. Mike.
Oh, jeez, Bridget.
Dr. Mike, I weep for the future. That's all I can say. All right, we'll take this break and be back, and we'll talk about revolutionizing your health. Okay, it's called Kitchen Cures with the author and the expert on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody, so get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Don't forget Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip coming up before the end of this hour. Peggy Katsopoulos is a registered holistic nutritionist. She's a TV personality, health educator, and a culinary consultant. She's devoted to helping people transform how they look and how they feel. And her book is called Kitchen Cures, Revolutionize Your Health with Foods That Heal. Peggy Katsopoulos, the publisher, by the way, is Pintail. It's a division of Penguin. Well, thank you for coming on. I want to ask you, though, there's a lot of competition in this field from experts that pretty much have the same mission. We talk to a lot of them here on this show very often. How is your information, your research, and your approach different? And what sets you apart from everybody else who talks pretty much the same ball game?
Yeah, I think the way that I lay out the book is a little bit different. So, I mean, I've listened to your show, and there's some amazing experts out there, and we're trying to send the same message and have the same mission. And I think the way I laid it out is a little bit different in the sense where you don't have to give up your favorite foods. You don't have to follow a strict diet for 21 days or a year. And it's basically, I broke it out into certain ailments. So, for example, I have clients coming to me saying they want to boost their energy, they're too stressed out, they might want to shrink their muffin top, they might want to improve the look of their skin. So I broke out each chapter on a certain ailment. So again, whether you're looking to boost your energy, if you're looking to boost your libido, if you're looking to thin out your size, go to that specific chapter and it tells you the key nutrients your body needs and the top foods that help you get out of your funk no matter what you're feeling.
Well,
so it's more of a resource go-to reference guide.
Well, you just piqued my interest when you said libido, so I'm sure I'm going to buy the book.
That piques everyone's interest. They go straight to chapter four.
Here's Dr. Mike Royson. Dr. Mike.
Peggy, let's go back in your history. So you started, tell us how you started and how you got into this, and then I'm going to go and since we've got a couple emails asking about cancer, we'll go to cancer.
Okay, so I'll give you my background first.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us how. Well, it's not your background, but how you got into this whole field, because it's very interesting.
Yeah, so I used to be in investment. So I actually spent a number of years in investment banking. But I had a passion for health and wellness and nutrition my entire life. From a very young kid, I had the awareness of how food made me feel. For example, if I had a burger, I would feel sluggish and I didn't have the energy. Whereas if I had a pint of strawberries, I just felt like my skin would tingle and I felt revitalized. So I just had an awareness of how food made me feel from a young age. And I went, I took the path first in business. And I was in investments for a number of years. And I saw so many people, especially in that field, always stressed out, not paying attention to their health. And they would look at me and say, why do you have so much energy at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? What are you doing? I want to eat what you're eating. So I started doing lunch and learns for fun at work, just doing food demos for people, and everyone started feeling better. And I was actually going to take another job at another company in investments. And on my vacation from work, I decided to take a culinary arts course in whole food nutrition in California for a month before I took another job. And when I was down there, I just felt like this is what I should be doing with my life. And speaking of cancer, actually, the reason what made me change was I met this man who was from L.A., and he was probably in his mid-60s. And he went through rounds and rounds of chemo and radiation, and the doctor said, hey, I don't know what we can do anymore. Get your house in order. We don't give you much longer to live. And when I met him a year later, he was just vibrant and healthy and still alive, and he did it all through diet and just lifestyle changes. And I thought, well, how do I make this message mainstream? And so I went back to school and I studied nutrition and I just made this my life's work.
And so now, have you kept in touch? Is that gentleman still alive, by the way?
Yes, he is. He is.
And so you've kept in touch with him. And there were a number of other people you met at that same meeting that I think we could say in summary from what I gathered was you took that food is not only attitude and approach, but is medicine.
It is. It is. And that's what I realized. I was at this conference when I was down there, and there's 250 people that either, you know, reversed their cancer or slowed down the growth of their cancer. Or one man that I met was supposed to go for a quadruple bypass surgery and cleared his arteries on his own. And it was all through the power of food as medicine.
Right. And what did you, when you think about this, what do you think are the, and I'm sure you've been asked, what do you think are the five key foods? But what are the key foods that you now advise people to consume? And what are the key ones that you avoid, that you tell them to avoid? And how serious do they need to avoid it? And how we have a lot of disease reversal programs here at the Cleveland Clinic. And people say, well, how much can I modify that? That is, how much moderation is there? And how much do I have to be strict? Since one of the docs at the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Esselstyn, works in the institute and tells them you've got to be absolutely strict, and they say, well, there's no way, so I shouldn't bother trying.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to something like a cancer, or if you're trying to really reverse a disease or slow down a growth of a disease, you do have to be strict. So, I mean, when it comes to prevention, and when it comes to disease, they're totally two different things. But the one approach to both of them, for example, is even when I was down, I studied at Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach, Florida, which does the same thing, and they have a lot of people come there for treatment. And it was very strict. And that was people that were ill, that were trying to reverse their illness. And one thing that is really key when it comes to the five things was a group of foods that are really, really important. And what was something that was really big for them was green juices. So really getting your chlorophyll intake. So and juicing greens, so not with, you know, fruits and high sugar fruits and carrots and those types of stuff, but just pure greens, dark leafy greens and sprouts, sunflower sprouts, for example, really high in chlorophyll. Foods like chlorella, for example, which is a green algae, one of the highest sources of chlorophyll on the planet. These are foods that really nourish your body and nourish your cells and can actually help slow down the growth of certain diseases in your body. And this is for not only just for treatment, but also for prevention. So doing a green juice every single day or increasing the amount of greens that you're doing, or whether you're doing chlorella or green algae or blue-green algae in your day is so important when it comes to overall health. Now, something that I should be very strict on when it comes to something like cancer specifically is sugar. And there really, unfortunately, isn't, a moderate. And, I mean, you can go in between. Like, I know, you know, like you said, some people are like, well, I can't do it, and I'm just not going to do it altogether. It's not about that. There are things that you can do. But it's things like where we don't find hidden sugars are things like, you know, condiments, ketchup, barbecue sauces. Not just the sugar that goes in your coffee, but you can replace it with something like a stevia, for example.
Now, what would you tell? This is you get a one-on-one with Warren Buffett, who's a famous investor from your past life and maybe your current, but at least from your past life. And Warren Buffett is one of the Buffett funds are one of the largest stockholders in Coca-Cola. And Warren, of course, had prostate cancer and mm-hmm. clearly consumed sugared soda. What would you tell him he's doing to his risk? Or do you just give up on some people?
No, I mean, unfortunately, sugared soda is huge. I mean, it's one of the number one causes of so many. It's one of the causes. I mean, there's so many factors. I mean, Coke will argue they have a whole campaign right now saying they're trying to, you know, solve this obesity problem. But meanwhile, they're a contributor to this obesity problem. But I mean, sodas, it's juices. Even a cup of orange juice isn't any better. One cup of orange juice has 25 grams of sugar. So it's just, you know, a simple solution is something like water. Add some freshly squeezed juice from an orange inside of it to sweeten it, if you would like. Some lime, some lemons. Make a smoothie with some fresh berries.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk to you more about kitchen cures. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Peggy Katsopoulos. The book is called Kitchen Cures, Revolutionize Your Health with Foods That Heal. It's published by Pintail. And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only one in five girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Back Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in 6 minutes. Peggy Katsopoulos, the book is called Kitchen Cures, Revolutionize Your Health with Foods That Heals, published by Pintail. And here again, Dr. Mike Royson.
And I should say, Peggy, that this is a wonderful book, Kitchen Cures, some great recipes, but it is chock full of a lot of really good information. So you should be congratulated on it. I know the website is Peggy K, P-E-G-G-Y-K, .com. So the message now is, what do you do as far as, I know you've written a book, do you teach, do you do TV shows? How do you spread this more than just in the book?
Yep, so I also have a TV show also called Kitchen Cures, and that's more on recipes, because there's one thing to give the information. So my book gives a lot of information in terms of content, and I do have a few, around 40 recipes in the back of the book. But, and I have a TV show on the Vrea Living Network that shows you how to put it into practice. Because there's one thing, you know, when everyone's like, I need to eat this, I need to eat this, but how do I do it? And basically my show is a cooking show where I show every episode is on a certain ailment, just like my book, and I create recipes that help boost your energy, that can help combat stress, that can help improve the look of your skin, that can help with heart health. So I have a heart healthy recipes. I have recipes if you're diabetic, what to do. So I tailor every episode of my show to create healthy and delicious and easy meals to show you how easy it is to do at home.
Now we have on the email line, and anyone can email us at udocs@gmail.com. On the email line, there's a question, I'm going to paraphrase it, that basically says there are different recipes for different diseases. How do you put it all together? Is there one best diet that I can take and prevent all of these things? Because I don't want to just prevent heart disease or cancer. I want to prevent all of those things and depression too.
Yeah, and so when you look at your foods in terms of overall health and well-being, and that's what I think you're looking for in the question is optimal health. And what it comes down to is, again, a lot of greens. When you look at diets, a lot of them have overlapping components. And one, the overlapping components, if you look at it like a Venn diagram, there's always your raw, so in its most natural form as possible, your vegetables and leafy greens. So the greener, the better. And also incorporate a variety of colors. So you want your antioxidants. So things like red bell peppers are really good for you. Things like berries, you know, beets, the anthocyanins from those like dark purple, blue foods are very beneficial. And then omega-3 fatty acids are so important as well to incorporate into your diet. So again, like all your vegetables, your greens, colored vegetables, and your healthy fats. And omega-3s are so important. We always think, you know, omega-3s and omega-6s, but we get enough omega-6s through our diet. So salad dressings have omega-6 fatty acids in them, but we don't get enough omega-3s, so it's really, really important to add those to your diet. So things like chia seeds are really beneficial, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, flax seeds, these types of foods, fish oils, if you do eat fish, really beneficial.
Yeah, I'm going to put another one in since I didn't see it in there, omega-7, which you can see is, at least in our studies, has shown exceptional results. So I'm going to tweak you with that one for the future.
Yeah.
Now, the in addition to greens and omega-3s, what else do you, in other words, is there a prohibition as some another emailer wrote in, red meat in your choices. He said, you often, speaking about me, you often say no red meat has no value to the human diet. What does Peggy believe, and does she allow red meat, and how about grass-fed red meat?
Yeah, now, everyone is different. I used to be vegan for a number of years. I now eat fish. And I think everyone is different in the sense that I mean, if somebody's eating red meat all the time, sometimes they don't want to make the change. And if they are going to eat it, I always say to eat definitely grass-fed. You want to know where your meat comes from. It's organic. There's no hormones. But we really don't need it in our diet. I mean, there are some things that we get in there. I mean, iron is more absorbable from animal sources than from plant sources. But if you're getting plant-based sources of iron, vitamin C helps with the absorption of it. So there really is no place really in our diet for meat. I haven't had meat in years, and I feel great. But for some people that do like it and do feel that they need it, I mean, it's you know, I don't want to take it away from them completely, but just do small amounts and make sure that it's very, very clean.
We've been talking to Peggy K, I'm going to say, because that's her website, www.peggyk.com. Is the address. The book is Kitchen Cures, Revolutionize Your Health with Foods That Heal. It's chock full of wonderful ideas. We're going to now go to the Real Age Tip of the Week. Joe? And the Real Age Tip this week is your blood pressure lower than you think? Or did your blood pressure just get better? You're probably thinking, sure, you docs, and world peace is right around the corner. No, we're not delusional, except for my fantasy that LeBron is going to return to the Cleveland Cavaliers. If we're right, it could save you big bucks and the country millions. Here's the scoop. Yes, high blood pressure is epidemic around the world, and in fact, if you know only one number, it should be your blood pressure, and it should be the top number no higher than 115, the bottom number no higher than 75. If we're right, it could save you big bucks and the country billions. And here's the scoop. If four of you are having dinner and you're all old enough to drive, at least one of you is likely to be treated for high blood pressure and another likely has it. Well, maybe not, but new evidence says that up to 25% of those being treated for high blood pressure don't have it, and 30% of those not being treated for it do have it. And it's because blood pressure readings are so inaccurate. your likelihood of white coat hypertension, the blood pressure you get just being around docs, no matter how charming we are. That's only part of what can mess up your reading. So can rushing, having coffee, cola, alcohol, food, even, God forbid, tobacco or secondhand smoke within 30 minutes of being cuffed, crossing your legs, needing to pee, just talking, the list goes on and on. The best way to check your blood pressure is to wear an ambulatory monitor for 24 hours or just take 5 readings 2 minutes apart. The gizmos for the ambulatory cost around $2,500. They're getting cheaper with iPhones and things like that. But there's evidence that getting your true blood pressure, that is 5 blood pressures 2 minutes apart while you're resting quietly for 5 minutes, or getting a blood pressure routinely in your home will do the trick. Take it in the morning when you're quiet. The real age benefit of controlling your blood pressure, 9 years younger on average. Joe?
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase 2 bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a 3rd bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive 3 bottles of Nighttime for the price of 2.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.